Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Lee County Auditor Ann Peterson, who is stepping down after 30 years in office. Peterson says it's hard to believe that she has been serving the residents of Lee County for three decades. She describes her path to political office as a different one.
In 1982, I was working in the personnel department at the Dow Corporation, and I was approached by one of the employees about running for recorder. He said that Evelyn Bury was retiring. He knew I was a registered Democrat, and he asked me if I was interested, and I looked at him and I thought, "Who, me? Are you crazy?" And because I was a single mom, my first impression was, "Oh, forget it. You know, that's not what I'm going to do." But I did have a little bit of experience. I had a good friend, Rachel Stewart, who was a teacher in Fort Madison, and she was also on the city council. And I think it was probably the fall before I had helped her with her reelection campaign. We, you know, the leafleting, and I even had to make one appearance for her at a forum when she was going to be out of town. So I've been bitten just a little bit. Anyway, I went to talk to Rachel and a couple other people, and they kind of encouraged me to do it. I started putting a campaign together and supporters and whatever, but shortly thereafter, Larry Holkamp announced that he was going to run for Lee County Recorder, which meant a primary. I had a supporter in Montrose, Dixie Allen, and when she heard Larry was running, her comment was, it would be like running against a field of dandelions. There's just so many hole camps, and he was married to a cruisy and lifelong resident and all of that. So I knew I was in trouble, but I continued with the campaign. I did all those things that needed to be done. I door knocked, and every time I looked around, there was Larry behind me and the block behind me. So I saw the writing on the wall, and Larry Holkamp won the primary. It was such a positive experience for me, and I stayed active in the Lee County Democratic Party. I went to the next month in June, I went to the state convention. Roxanne Conlon was running for governor, and joined the Central Committee and helped with election night returns and the following November. And then around the first part of December, I got a phone call, and I was told that Bruce Mitchell, who was the county auditor, he had been an assistant city assessor, and now the city assessor was retiring, and Bruce wanted to go back and be appointed the city assessor. So there was going to be an opening. And I was approached about applying for that. Well, I felt really comfortable with the experience I had, legal secretary, real estate, with the duties of the recorder. But I was not as familiar with the auditor's duties. But talked to my folks about it, and here's my mom, who'd been a farm wife and farmhand all of her life, And I said to my mom, "Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that." And my mother looked at me and she said, "Ann, whenever have you not been able to do anything that you have set your mind to?" And I'm going, "Wow, my mom thinks I can do this, you know." And it was just, so I pursued it. And the appointment, they were making an appointment in midterm. And I ended up getting the appointment. And, the first 6 months was such a honeymoon. And then real life.
That's what I was going to say. What was that transition like? You're all of a sudden in this position. You had never been in office. You weren't as familiar with this. What was it like to kind of get going into it?
Well, first of all, a wonderful staff. I mean, they were so, accepting. Welcomed me with open arms. I think the biggest plus that I had was the real estate deputy, Norma Inger, who is now Norma Brassfield and is Denise Frazee's mom. And I tell you what, she set the example for everyone in the auditor's office, and it was just such a wonderful, positive, get-along, teamwork attitude that the staff had in this office. And then I had Marge Elding, who was first deputy down in Keokuk. You know, I really walked into a atmosphere that was just willing to, you know, to give me an opportunity and help me along and so on and so forth. I have to say that accounting wasn't my strong suit, but I immediately started taking night classes in accounting, and I made sure I always had a good, strong accounting person in the office. And of course, Cindy Rindstrom is now the budget director. Now she was, and she's kind of come up through the ranks, but any position that came open that I needed filled, I threw Cindy in. I always said Cindy was the brains of the last 30 years, and I was the mouth. And, you know, I don't know if I could have done this without having Cindy by my side for 30 years. Is just such a tribute to her. The first budget was, you know, for several years we did budget by paper and pencil and calculator and eraser. And it, you know, you look back on that and you think, oh my gosh. But then it was much, much simpler. It was, you know, the whole counting process and the budgeting process, I don't know whether computers made it more difficult or what, but it doesn't even look like it did when I started.
How has the office changed over the years? It sounds like technology is the biggest change for your office.
The biggest change is technology, both in real estate and in accounting and elections. When I started with elections, you know, there's 10 days before the election. If you didn't register to vote or change your, if you had a name change or an address change, if you didn't do it 10 days before, you couldn't vote on election day. And then absentee ballots, we may have had, in a general election, we may have had 4 or 5 absentee ballot because you did have to sign an affidavit as to why you couldn't be at the polls on election day, and then it had to be notarized. Well, about the middle 80s is when the legislature just opened that, you know, just wide open. Anybody who wanted, you didn't have to have excuse anymore, didn't have to be notarized. And so it was about 1986 that we first saw our big absentee ballot drive by a political party, and by 1990 it was just full throttle.
What does it feel like for you on election night? I mean, this is something your office prepares and prepares and prepares. Once it gets to that night, what's it actually like?
By that time, you're so exhausted, you're numb, because probably, especially a general election, for 6 weeks, you just live down here. And it's like being on a treadmill and you can't get off. And it's just trying to keep up, do the training of the PEOs, getting the machines all ready. You know, one of the things, we do like all our electronics, but no one has the idea what it takes to get all that ready. And, you know, does everything have batteries? Do batteries need changing? You know, is the software in the laptops correctly? All the testing, it just takes days to test machines. Used to be, before we had our website, that the halls would be filled with people for election night return, and it was really sort of a festive atmosphere, especially for those who won, and I enjoyed it more when there was. But now with election results going up on the website, we just have a handful, and so it's not the... It's not the same, and I missed it.
Looking back, is there a day that you would say, this was my favorite day on the job? Can you pin it down to a day like that?
I never had opposition in the general elections. I had opposition in two primaries, And it was always really, and those are so much more personal. I mean, you have your own party that they kind of divide support up and whatever. And there's just a more personal feel to it within your party. And I guess those two nights when, and I won them both really big. And that was probably two of my really good nights, yeah.
A hard night, a hard day here. I mean, has there been a day that you really thought, man, I wish I'd have just stayed in bed that day?
Oh, there was many days like that. There was a period of time in the 92 through 95, 96, where the board, some of the elected board members were at odds with me. And that was really kind of going back to the dark ages. And as far as county government, and it took a real toll on me. But, you know, I was elected to run this office, and I'm the one who's going to run it. My quip is, I've been here 30 years, and 25 of them are really good ones.
You've been so closely linked to the politics also of the county. How has just the general sense of the political realm changed in Lee County in the last 30 years?
I've always been active locally. Well, at one time I was vice chair of the mm-hmm. Iowa Democratic Party for 4 years, which was a volunteer position. And I just amazing experiences with that. And I don't know if you know before, but I ran for Secretary mm-hmm. of State in 1994, which wasn't a good year for a Democrat. But I don't regret one minute of it. The opportunities I had and the experiences I gained from it and the friends. And I mean, I interviewed for the editorial board of the Des Moines Register. I mean, that's a pretty big deal for a girl from Fort Madison.
Probably the final thing, the transition is, it would seem, would be pretty easy. Denise Frazee, who has been handling elections, was elected to replace you as auditor. What is the advice that you've been giving her, or maybe some advice you haven't given her yet, as about becoming Lee County auditor?
Denise is one of these that just rose to the top, and she said, I want to learn how to do this. I'll do that. I'll take that on. Agreed to chair the jail bond committee, and she's shown, she's just so smart and has so many leadership abilities. And, you know, one of the things that I've told her is that you're an elected official. You don't work for another elected official. You work with them. So never get the mindset that you work for them. And I guess what I'm referring to mostly is the Board of Supervisors. Mm-hmm. You work with them. You don't work for them. The other thing is when you come out of an office as one of the staff members to a leadership position, you've got to remember they're your friends, but you have to be a little more arm's length from them because they are now working for you.
That was Lee County Auditor Ann Peterson, who is stepping down after 30 years in office. Her last official day on the job is Monday, December 31st. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.